Morning and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You know, the Lord is good to us even when we don't know it. You know, sometimes we forget that if He didn't give it to us, we couldn't even take a breath. And so this morning, I just want us to walk in the revelation of I in Him we live, move, and breathe and have our very being. And it's because of His goodness that we even exist. Amen? And so this morning, we're just going to worship, and the Lord is just going to come in and touch us right where we're at. So let's step into a time of worshiping the Lord. Amen? Praise God.
Oh, up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. You picked me up. You turned me around. You placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. Because you healed my heart. You changed my name. Forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior.
Lord, we praise you.
This is how I fight my battles.
don't define you.
I am a child of God.
Quit fighting with him.
Cause I'm no longer
what he called you. I don't care if they called you abused, broken, abandoned, unloved, used up, addicted. I don't care if he called you depressed, anxious, schizophrenic, bipolar. I don't care what the enemy has called you. Your name was given to you before you were knit together in your mother's womb. And it was given to you by the Creator of heaven and earth. He thought you, he loved you before you breathed your first breath. The name that he has written in his book of life is not garbage. God does not make trash. No, that trash belongs to the world and it stays here. But someday when you go home and he says to you, come on, come to me, come to me. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You're going to receive your crown. Don't let him make you feel less than. You were created to have dominion over everything. You are not depressed. You are not broken. You are not mentally ill. You are not forgotten. You are so loved. You are so loved. Woo! Yes.
Back to the beginning.
doesn't matter what they did. It doesn't matter what they do. It matters what you do. The Bible tells us that he makes all things new. That includes us. So it doesn't matter what they've done to you. It matters that you stand and you declare the goodness of God. He tells us that he will prepare a place for us. He'll prepare a table for us in the middle of our enemies. So you stand and you declare his goodness. And you watch what God will do on your behalf. You don't have to do anything, but stand your ground.
I heard somebody say in my spirit that I'm too far gone. And I started thinking about that up here. And I just was praying. And the Lord showed me a burnt house. And then he shows me the next day the house is completely rebuilt again. He says, if man can do that, or think about a car. There's cars I look at and think that's junk. Because I'll know how to fix it. Right? But then the next day somebody could be driving it by me. And somebody fixed it. Right? We've made man-made lakes. This building, I wouldn't have been able to build this building, but just because I don't know how to do it doesn't mean that God doesn't know how to do it. And just because you don't know how to do it and you don't know how to fix yourself doesn't mean God doesn't know how to fix it. Amen? He can take nothing and make something. I'm living proof. So you're not too far gone. You're not too far out there that the Lord cannot heal and make new. Amen.
name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This truly is a house of miracles. Amen. Because this is a house that the Lord has made.
And this is where he abides.
And this is where he, Amen. Right, exactly. This is where his presence is.
Yes.
This is where he is right now for us. And so while we're here in this presence, I'm just going to ask, is there anybody that needs prayer today? You might have came in here with pain in your body or some kind of sickness, and you just might need prayer today. Is there anybody here that needs prayer?
Yeah, my knee's giving up.
Okay. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
come
God.
On up.
Just come on up,
Hallelujah.
And we'll pray for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. How can I pray for you today?
We say, come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus.
The name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand clap.
God, you are good.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, I just want to give a couple testimonies that the Lord was pressing on my heart when we started, and I didn't even think of it this way until today, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought of some of it, but as you know, we went 3 weeks for vacation. Never done that, ever.
Whoa, wow.
Didn't
that
know if we could
amazing.
Handle that, but we were encouraged to do so, and we said, well, why not?
Yeah.
Well, okay. And I felt guilty about going for 3 weeks. And I never told you. Like, this is something I've never said
yeah.
at all to anybody. But the Lord knew that I felt guilty about it. But when we were there on our second week, getting ready to finish to on the Saturday, starting our third week, we had we have a two bedroom, and we are obviously, it's just he and I. So you just lock it out and don't use it, I guess, because nobody was with us, so it would just go to waste. And one of our friends that I had talked to the day before came up to me and said, "Hey, there's this couple that lost their place that they were staying, because you rent from people there if they own and stuff." And sometimes I don't know how it fell through, but it fell through. I think COVID reasons it fell through. And he has no place right now to stay. And if you go to the office, they're going to charge you over $2,000. And he wasn't planning on paying over $2,000 because that wasn't the deal he had with the people. So I said, send him. Well, he didn't tell me all that. I'm telling you just for back purposes of how good the story, that how good God is. So I didn't tell him all that. Obviously, he knows that, but that was just backstory. But anyway, so I said, yes, send him our way. So Phil and I go over and talk to him, and it was two couples, and they had literally just lost their room, had no place to go. We said, no problem. We have a lockout unit. You can have it. It's yours. And so we rented it for a small fee. I didn't want it to be too big. So we rented it out to them for a small fee. And I looked at them and I said, you don't understand. We're not supposed to be here this week. Up until 2 weeks before we left for vacation, we were coming for 2 weeks and we would have gone home yesterday.
Yeah.
Said, we weren't supposed to be here. God set this up for you.
Yeah.
How you know that, right? And so they're like, and I heard one of them say something like a praise to God. So I walked away.
Yeah.
And we were excited about it. And then I'm walking out of the room after we were up in our new room, and I was walking out, and the guy's name's Brian. One of the guys, what, Brian, and he's sitting there, and I thought he was talking to me because I heard him talking. I look over. I said, oh, I'm sorry, because I started talking to him. And he said, no, I'm just calling my mom to let her know what God just did for us.
Amen.
So that was the first testimony off of me feeling guilty for staying a third week. The second one was, and I think I mentioned it, touched on it last week on Sunday. But as we were leaving the airport, it was late at night, like it was after one. Philip had to come pick us up, bless his heart. Yeah, it was. We had a little bit of delays. It wasn't too bad, but it was after 1 o'clock in the morning. And as I was walking through, you know, I told you I didn't hear it at first until after I got outside. I'm like, is somebody crying? So when I walk back through, there's this lady there. I'm not talking crying little bit of tears. I'm talking wailing. Am I not? You heard her.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
yeah.
wailing. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I go over and I start talking to her and seeing what's going on. And here she'd been stranded and since Wednesday and finally got home but can't find a way home. And so we gave her a ride home. And I said, you know, the Lord brought it to me again. I said, you don't understand. We are not supposed to be here today. We were supposed to come home last week. And we never come to Dayton. We normally always fly out of Columbus and back to Columbus. So God set this up so that you would have a safe way home. And then she started talking, and that's the one that ended up, that lost her sister.
Yep.
Which absolutely. Is why she was very, yeah. But it just, you know, it was, God just showed me how we think sometimes that we're not good enough or we don't deserve or this isn't right. You know what I mean? Like you get these thoughts in your head. And I want to tell you that when God sets something up, who cares what anybody else thinks about it?
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. And that's what he was telling me. You do this to yourself all the time. Like he's beating up on me, kind of. I'm just telling you. And he said, and I've orchestrated it, not just for you, but for others. And I just thought that was pretty cool. So when God tells you to do something, don't feel guilty about it. Just do it.
Amen.
I didn't mean to steal Nike's slogan there, but just, I think we were saying that way before Nike was. Anyway, we had a great time.
Yes, we did. We had a very good time.
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell on you about something, but we did have the marriage seminar in Bodkins. We did have some people there from here. Y'all, I know, Logan, you guys were there. And we had Steve and Alicia. Didn't we have somebody else? I know Linda and Jared, obviously, were there.
Wes was there.
And, yes, that's who I was trying, right there. Katrina and Kyle was there. Did you guys enjoy it? Amen.
Amen.
You needed it. If y'all don't know, that's kind of like my son. So I, you know, when I came back from vacation, I kind of smacked him. I said, I haven't done it for 3 weeks. I know you've done something wrong when I've been gone. He said, did you hit Philip? And I said, no, he got up and come pick me up at 1 o'clock in the morning. So. Forget you, fool. Amen. What was I doing? I don't even know. Oh, so we're going to set a date and show though they videotaped it. So we're going to show a date or set a date, and we're going to do it here for those of you who couldn't go that wanted to come.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. And then in March.
Oh, yeah. Yes. In March, I think the dates are the 14th through the 17th.
Yes.
We are going to have a miracle service week here where each night for about four nights in a row, we're going to have someone come and preach, like Pastor Dosick will be here. And our other campus pastors are going to come, and we're just going to believe God for the miraculous. We're going to believe him to heal, set free,
Amen.
To just do whatever's needed. And we figure that March will be a great month for us to kick that off. So we should have some advertisement and some reminders here coming up soon. But we're just letting you know right now. And then for those of you who I know enjoyed this fellow that was here, Brother Chris D'Amico will be coming back. And that is going to be on the 7th of April?
No. Is it? Yeah. I'll tell you.
The 7th and the 8th?
Yes. I found out about the 8th on Facebook, so I have to verify that because we didn't know about the 8th. So we're going to verify that and get back with you. I saw it on a post yesterday. I'm like, oh, okay. Didn't know it was the 8th. But he's amazing. He's going to be here, though. Starting Sunday night,
yeah,
in Bodkins. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in Bodkins. Wednesday he's going to Urbana campus, and then Thursday and Friday, I suppose, he's coming here. And then Saturday he's going to be in Cary at Lighthouse with Pastor.
No.
Sunday. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's taking a day off. What's wrong with
him? Yeah, he's taking a day off.
He deserves it, man.
Yeah.
He deserves it. So that's what we've got going on for that. And what else do we have going on? I think that's all for now.
Is that everything?
I think.
For right now?
Yep.
Okay, sounds like a plan. So I guess we better let those children get to children's church this morning. And then I'm going to read a very familiar scripture for tithes and offerings. We're going to look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Man, isn't it amazing to know that our Father in heaven cares so much about us that in this particular place, he says, prove me. In other words, test the Lord, try him, see. Hallelujah. Hey, and this morning, what I want to tell you is that I hope that you're already a tithe-paying believer. And if you don't know what a tithe is 10% of what you earn. So say you earn $50, a tithe would be $5 out of that $50. And then after that, whatever you want to do, in terms of giving and offerings is fine, but the tithe is something that if you will give to God, he even says, prove me with this, that I will show myself so faithful that I'll open up the windows of heaven and I will rebuke the devourer on your behalf and I will so increase you that even people will look around and call you blessed and they will know there's something different about you because the hand of God is on your life. Amen? So this morning, if you are a tither already, that's great. But if you're not tithing, and I believe everybody in this church tithes already, praise God. So you're just going to continue to walk in the blessing. But if it's your first time trying it, I just want you to know that God will prove himself faithful to you. And he will open up things to you. And he will bring blessing upon your life. Amen? So I'm going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we sit here bringing forth our tithes and offerings, God, we just thank you for your goodness, Father, that you said we can even prove you with this, God, that you will rebuke the devourer on our behalf, that you'll protect our fields and you'll protect our seed, God, and Lord, you'll bring blessing into our life, Father. And Lord, I just thank you that you touch our lives, God, and God, I thank you that even in this season that you're going to bring money into people's lives that they didn't know was coming, Father. Lord, you're going to just find a way to bring blessing into them and give them things that they need that are just going to surprise them by how you provide for them, God. And Lord, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm going to continue to speak a little bit about just some of the things that we got going on and what could be next in the kingdom of God for all of us who are believers, because there has just been so many questions out there, people wanting to know, are we physically into the end times, even asking if the vaccine could be the mark of the beast and all of those things that are pretty far down the road before a couple things have to take place before that could ever happen. And first of all, I'm going to tell you that right now what you're doing is you're living in what we'd want to call the church age. Amen? And what that means, amen. Go ahead, give the Lord a hand clap. And when we're living in the church age, first of all, the empowerment in the kingdom and the empowerment upon this world right now is still in the hands of the church. Amen? And that church age lasts from the time the cross and Christ right through the time that the rapture happens. Amen? And so, first of all, I want you to know that as Christians, okay, there's some security in those things. And I'm just going to read here out of the book of Acts just for a moment before I start preaching to you. And in Acts chapter 17, verse 22, it says, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you, God that made the worlds and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in the temples made with hands, neither is worship with the men's hands, as though he needeth anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath, he giveth to all life and breath in all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of other own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in thee which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, others said, we will hear you again on this matter. Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed. And so what I want you to know is that this morning, as we begin to think about this, the first thing I want to do is build up the fact that you are the offspring of God. I want to also build up the fact that God was so faithful in bringing Jesus. How could you not expect him to remain faithful? You know, it's just like this. I know that it's scary and people see certain things and they think that the world's falling apart. Well, the world is not falling apart. Uh-oh. Boy, come on now. Listen, I want you to know something. The United Nations is not in charge. NATO's not in charge. COVID isn't in charge. The CDC or whatever, World Health Organization, is not in charge. I tell you what, I hate to say it, but even the left and the right of our own country is not in charge. I tell you who's in charge, and that's God. And what we need to understand as people is that although we got all these things going on around here right now, for us to see economic systems changing and failing and changing, listen, economic systems has changed since the world has been here. Amen? But because we see those economic systems changing, that does not say that our world is falling apart. It says that our world is getting perfectly positioned by God for the prophetic dynamics of what he has to bring to pass. Amen? Yes. And I want you to know something, that timing is everything. But it's God's timing. I better say that one more time. Timing is everything, but it's God's timing. Amen? I want you to know something. We don't get to pick and choose exactly when all this takes place. You know, there's lots of people that study the Bible and study the prophetic side of the destiny of what's to come and have already made the declaration that Jesus is ready to come right now. There's nothing else that needs to be fulfilled. And Jesus could come at any time right now without any more prophetic lineage in the Bible needing to be fulfilled. So this season in which we're living in, to me, is a time for the church to not be in fear and not be in discouragement, but this is a time for the church to have some of its best days. You know, this is a time for the church to make sure that you're witnessing in the church, to make sure that you're strong enough to say, hey, when you see this stuff going on, this doesn't surprise me one bit. These are all things that biblically are known to happen. And I'm telling you, you need to get your life right before the Lord comes. This is a time for us to be able to talk to people and bring people into the understanding that God is here with us. Amen? And that the Lord is here for us. And that the Lord wants to be a part of what's going on in our life. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to go over here and look. I want to go over here into Hebrews chapter 9. And I want to read something else for us. And it says in verse 26, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And that's obviously speaking of Jesus. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto his salvation. Boy, before I get to just a few minutes of talking on the rapture, I had to bring this up because it is appointed unto man once to die. And so when we think about it being appointed unto man once to die, you know, the Lord in his individualistic ways has been fulfilling his commitment to man day after day and month after month and week after week, because every time somebody takes their last breath that is a Christian, the Bible says that they immediately are in the presence of the Lord. And you know, it's just like what we're going to get into talking about in just a few minutes, is that the Bible says that when the rapture does come, it'll happen in a twinkling of an eye, in a moment of time. And I tell you what, it's a moment of time between someone taking their last breath and immediately being able to be up in the presence of God. Amen? And so when we think about this, it is appointed unto man once to die. It is something that we need to be aware of now. It is something that we need to be thinking of. And I know that we're doing the best we can do, but I also just want to make sure that I encourage you. You know, one thing that Miss Regina didn't tell you guys is that while we were on our vacation, there was a lady who had been sick before, and we had prayed for her, and she got, you know, better, and she ended up coming on vacation. But while we were there, she passed. And I tell you what, it was just such a situation that in the middle of vacation, this lady's on vacation with her husband, enjoying it, and all of a sudden, she's gone. And what she passed away from wasn't even what we had prayed about from her situation before that. She was on a path of healing on and was doing okay. This is something totally different that happened to her. But it is just an amazing thing for me to just sit here and say that in a moment of time, someone's on vacation, and the next moment, they're gone. And you know, I'm telling you this because I want you to understand something, that just like it's appointed unto man once to die, I want you to know that there's an appointed time where the rapture is going to take place. And it's going to come suddenly. It's going to come quickly. And so we need to be living every day prepared for Jesus. Amen? Listen to this. There's a story in the Bible where it says that there were 10 virgins and 5 of them had their wicks all trimmed down and tempered up and their fire burning, and the other 5 didn't. And I tell you what, we don't want to be in that situation. Amen? Because it is just not good to think about having to be in that situation. I'm going to read you another story here in the Bible. And this story is going to be out of 2 Kings, chapter 2. And just to give you a little backdrop on this story, there was a prophet named Elijah, and he was training a young man who was coming up as a son unto him, and his name was Elisha. And I'm just going to read a little bit of their story here, because it gives us a good reflection of what we were talking about just a minute ago. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah and said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away for thee. And he's talking about taken away and going up to heaven. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and the horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elisha went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. I just wanted you to see that there have been times in the Bible in the past where there are moments where unique supernatural things happen like this. Elijah went to heaven in a moment of time. There's another man by the name of Enoch who says he walked with God and was not. And so I want you to know something, that when we think about the rapture and we think about how supernatural that event is, I want you to know that it is a supernatural event. It is something that's going to happen and it's going to take place. And God is going to be the one who causes it to happen. Amen? So we see here that it's going to be very critical for us to be aware of what's going on and the timing of the Lord, and just the very fact that right now we are living in a time where at any moment the rapture could take place. And I pray that as we talk about that, at any moment the rapture could take place, I pray that that makes you kind of think through some things. Maybe it'll make you think through some things that even you have to deal with on yourself personally. But hopefully it'll make you think through some things where there may be some people that you want to talk to. And there may be someone that you want to mention Christ to. Because I'm just telling you that there are people in need of salvation, in need of this time to be saved. And this is a time where the Lord is really giving us as a church, I believe, an opportunity to touch the lives of other people. I have found that people are very receptive to you speaking to them about the Lord. Amen? And I tell you what, that God will give you the ability. I hear some of you saying, man, I'm just not good at it. Listen, you have no idea how good you are. You're enough. Your testimony's enough. Where you've been in the Lord is enough. And all you got to do is be willing to share what that is, and the Lord will help us. I want to go to Matthew chapter 24. And I'm going to read out of verse 36. And in Matthew 24, verse 36, it says, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the day of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you knew not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would have suffered, and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And boy, that speaks to us about how we have to make sure that we are ready. But it also, I think it ought to bring peace to the church a little bit, because there's many people, even within the church, that have worried about the mark of the beast. Yeah. I'm telling you that the church world should not have to worry about the mark of the beast. Because you're going to go up in the rapture. You won't even have to deal with that part of it. And I'm telling you, the church world also shouldn't have to deal with the Antichrist, right? Because he can't be released until we're taken. Because God is so faithful to the church. And so these things like vaccines giving you the mark of the beast, it will not be anything like that. It has to be done deliberately. You have to vocally say, hey, I denounce Christ, or I receive this the Antichrist. You have to receive him as your Lord, basically. And until that happens, you are going to be liberated. But it's very good that Christians should know that. So the very next thing that we're going to be concerned about seeing is the rapture of the church before we ever have to worry about the rise of the Antichrist or the tribulation period. But I like it right here that it tells us that we still have to be ready, and that means that as Christians, you are going to have to live for the Lord right up until the day that you either die and you go to that appointed moment. It's appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. So you're going to have to live like a Christian right up. I'm just kidding. Live like a Christian. You're going to live because you are a Christian, right? You're going to have to be who you are right up until the day that you either die and go to heaven, or we all get exited out of here in the rapture. Amen. But we're going to have to live with our head up. We're going to have to live with awareness. And I don't want you to be discouraged or depressed because of what you see going on. Yes, we don't like it. And no, we don't want to see it. But the bottom line is we know that this is heading us towards the Lord. Amen? And it's heading us towards a divine time where God himself shows himself faithful as he always does. And I'm just going to, this is a scripture I went over last week, but I just want to make sure that I reiterate this scripture because it's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 14. And it says in verse 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope." I want you to know something. For a Christian, even if someone passes away, we eventually don't have to sorrow because we know that not only do they have hope, but they've already received what we're looking to receive. So it says, "I don't want you to sorrow even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Wow, can you imagine what it's going to be like? Whew. What an amazing moment. When we hear that shout and all of a sudden, whew, everybody's around us, and then all of a sudden, whew, all of us get to go up. And the witness is going to be deep because we just read in the scripture how it says one will be on the mill and another one will be left behind while one leaves. In other words, some of you are going to be at work and all of a sudden you're going to be gone and other people are going to be left at work. And they're going to be thinking, hey, where'd that Christian go? Hey, where's that person that was always talking to me about trying to get me to go to church? Hey, where'd that person go? this thing is going to be open for everybody to have seen and to heard and to know, because God is so faithful. He would never, even those who are not ready yet, he'd never leave them without an opportunity to make sure that they know who he is. Amen? So we're just going to believe God, and we're going to live for him, and we're going to do what we're supposed to do, because he is coming back. And when he comes back, we're going to be ready. Amen? And the world is getting ready. Amen? So let's just make sure that from this day forward, we can be frustrated about what we can see going on in the world, but that can't dominate us. Because listen, I love America, and I wouldn't want to be born in any other country or be a part of any other country, but my allegiance is to Jesus Christ first. Amen? Amen. And so I have to might see some things that I don't like to see, but that's not going to discourage me from making sure that I stay in tune with Christ, because that is what we ultimately have to do. Amen? Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory and we just declare your goodness, Father. And Lord, I just declare your blessing upon your people today, God, that God, they would be at peace, that God, they would be strengthened, and they would be at peace even while we see things going on in the world that may be to the outward eye, you know, disheartening. Because God, we're getting things ready. You are getting things prepared for the day that you return and you take us out of this place, Father. And Lord, we're just thankful for your goodness, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we put Tanja before you, God. And right now we pray, God, over pain and hurting, God. And God, we just loose the working of miracles and healing in Jesus' name. And God, we just ask you to remove that from her in Jesus' name. And Lord, right now, Lord, we put Tasman before you, and we just curse this headache, God, and all this pain that she's been dealing with, Lord and Father. We command this thing to just go in Jesus' name. And God, we also speak to blood pressure, Father, and we command that to be made level, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And God, we just pray for Rita. Hallelujah. And that we have been praying for her, God. And God, we're praying that she is home, and now that she's on her way to a speedy recovery, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, before we go, I'd like for everybody to just close their eyes just for a moment, because I just want to ask, is there anyone in here who is not saved or saying, Pastor Phil, if the rapture happened, I don't know if I would go up in the rapture? If that's you and there's anybody in here who's not saved and you're not currently walking with the Lord, but you'd like to, if that's you, I'd just like for you to lift your hands. Well, praise God. Praise God. I see that hand. Hallelujah. Amen. I see that hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. You can put those hands down. And right now, we're just going to say a prayer together. And I'm just going to ask us all to just pray a prayer. And this prayer is going to connect you. In fact, the very fact you raised your hand already showed the Lord your heart. So you are already on your journey. But we're just going to pray with you just to confirm. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you now. I ask Jesus Christ to be Lord of my life. From this day forward, I'll do my best to live for him as he helps me. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Well, I just want to thank you for being here this morning. If anybody needs prayer, I will be here for you. Amen. And we're thanking you, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.